And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A lot of things going on this Sunday. As it has been announced, this is St. Catherine's Day, and there's cake and coffee in the parish hall after this service. Not now, Dennis. Later. And also, it's Christ the King Sunday. And also, it's the Sunday we begin in gathering our pledge cards, our sign of our commitment to God's work here. Christ the King Sunday. There's a wonderful story about a 16th century bishop, and his name is Bishop Hugh Latimer. I asked Mother Susan if he was any kin to her, and she said she didn't know. I would look it up because he was quite influential in the Anglican Church. So influential, it finally got him burned at the stake. And he noticed one morning as he stepped out into the church that King Henry VIII was in the congregation. And he thought to himself, he said, and said out loud for all to hear, "Latimer, be careful what you say, because King Henry is here." And then he stopped for a moment. And then he said to himself out loud for all to hear, "Latimer, be careful what you say today. The King of Kings is here." The King of Kings. And today, I'm here to tell you the King of Kings is here today, sitting beside you. His presence is here with us. And when we gather around the table for communion, his presence is with us. You can feel it when you walk in this place. You can feel the presence of Christ when we kneel. And I know he's here because he promised he would be. He said, "Lo, I'm with you till the end of the earth, to the ends of the earth." And also he said, "When two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst of them." We have a wonderful presentation of Christ the King as the shepherd in Ezekiel 34. God says, "I will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will seek the lost. I will bring back those who have strayed. I will bind the cripple. I will strengthen the weak." The difference between our king and most kings that I'm aware of is that our king is here to love us and to lead us and to guide us into right paths, like a shepherd. Our king is a shepherd, much like, well, better than David. David was a shepherd and then became king, remember? And when we follow Christ on this path, we'll soon learn that the path is not always smooth. This myth about you become a Christian and everything is going to be rosy is a myth. The path is sometimes rough, and there's a price to pay. There are nail prints in the hands of Christ to prove that. Someone from another missionary society years ago wrote to David Livingstone in Africa, and they said, "Have you found a good road that leads to where you are? Because we have some men who wish to join you." Livingstone wrote back, "If the men you want to send will come only if there's a good road, I don't need them. I don't want them. I need men who will come even if there's no road at all." Beloved, we're called to follow Christ Jesus, Christ the King and the Shepherd, even if there's no road at all, you see? He came into the world to lead us beside still waters, to restore our souls, to lead us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we must be careful that we are following the King of Kings, the Christ, because there are diversions along the way. St. Martin of Tours was in prison. He heard a knock on the door of his cell, and he looked up, and there was a figure in the door, and Martin said, "Who are you?" And the figure said, "I'm your Savior." And St. Martin was suspicious, and he said, "Well, where are the nail prints in your hands?" And the figure disappeared. The figure disappeared. There's no discipleship without cost, you see. And Christ shows it with the nail prints in his hands. We're called to follow where our shepherd king leads. And you know what? We're called to do that with joy. Christ said, "I've come to give you the abundant life, not a sad life. A joyful life in Christ." Christian people need to reflect in their lives and worship the victorious nature of our faith, you see. We come here to worship, not anybody here, but some people come to worship and they sing glorious hymns and we have beautiful prayers and we hear the gospel preached and talked about and taught. And then we leave with the look on our faces as if our nearest and dearest friend just died. Jesus said, "I've come to bring you the abundant life, a joyful life. Not one that's wrapped in misery. We need to find the good in life." There's an author by the name of Teresa Bloomingdale who has a wonderful talent for finding the best things in any situation. I frankly don't have that talent most of the time. Anyway, she was in 1975, was in Kansas with her family, and the tornadoes were coming through. They went into the cellar until the tornado passed. And sure enough, when they came out of the cellar, they looked around, there was nothing there. The house was gone. And Teresa Bloomingdale looked at it, and instead of bursting into tears, she said, "Well, we were planning to move in a few weeks, so now I don't have to pack anything." Finding the best in life. Look up some of the things that she wrote. Teresa Bloomingdale, interesting person. Finally, I want to tell you something that's a truly remarkable discovery. The Shepherd King, our King of Kings, not only leads us, but needs us. Needs us. In the beautiful gospel that we just heard read a few moments ago, Christ is saying, God needs us to be his hands and his feet and to work in the kingdom. Jesus understood our need for each other when he said, "Love one another as I've loved you." And in this passage from Matthew, he says, the King, God says to us, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." For you. You know, that's amazing that God needs us, don't you think? That God needs you and me. And somebody said, "Well, I don't remember ever seeing you, Jesus, hungry or thirsty or naked or wanting something to drink, and I did something." He said, "If you've done it to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you've done it unto me." One night a man was walking down the street and he was suddenly attacked by a group of thugs and he was beaten and dragged into an alley. and left for dead. And as he lay in the alley bleeding, he looked up in the dim light and saw a figure standing, and he couldn't quite make it out. And then he felt the touch of someone's hand on his shoulder, and then hours later he woke up in the hospital. And he said, "Is the person who helped me still here? I want to speak to him." And the nurse said, "Yes, he's here. He's waiting for you to wake up." The man came into the room, and the one who was injured said, "I want to thank you for helping me. When I was in that alley this evening, I want to tell you something. When I looked up and saw you in that alley, I thought I saw the face of Jesus." And the man said, "Well, when I heard you calling for help, I thought it was the voice of Jesus." You see, we need each other. We need each other. Jesus is in all of us. He's in those who need help and in those of us who give help. We change roles back and forth, needing help, giving help. And our King is not distant, removed. He is King here with us today, sitting beside us, listening. And we nothing lack if we are His and He is ours forever. Amen.